Throughout this academic year, many young people have contributed to their voices to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. In this end of the school youth segment, we express our gratitude to Omarion Skipworth, Marcela Sanchez, and Malaysia Jones, Trayvon Valtrin, Lauren Wilson, Jada McDeal, Ty Goyer, Seth Bulsan, and Thomas LaBoy by listening to some gems of their time on the radio. Priceless.
Hi, my name is Omarion Skipworth, one of the NBAK brothers at PS12. I'm here to talk to you about My Brother's Keeper, what it's about, what we do, and the reasons why we do it. NBAK is what's called My Brother's Keeper, and we help out kids who struggles and who go through things that we go through, but don't really have somebody there to talk with them and help them.
This is Malaysia. I'm now here at School 12 with the 9th grade girls, Brianna, Anaya, and Marcelina. Now tell us about your trip to Boston.
So my favorite part on the Boston trip was probably like walking around and being in a different environment.
Hey, I'm Ty. I'm a teenage musician here in New York. I play guitar, electric bass, cello, piano, flute, and drums, and I sing. Get out there in the world with showing people some music that shows passion and true, like, emotion.
I started writing when I was in, like, sixth grade, and pretty much how it went was my friend that I had just met, you know, coming into the high school, or the middle school, she had been writing these journals about, you know, fan fiction. She was talking about One Direction, and I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, and I was like, I could write like that. And then suddenly I went home that day and I just started writing. And I pretty much started with fan fiction, suddenly got obsessed with like stupid things like that. And then I got more into deeper stuff when I started reading books and started working on like short stories that kind of got dark. So I don't know, that's just pretty much how I started.
I just want the community to be cleaner, people to notice their actions before they do it. When people throw stuff in water, what animals are you polluting? When you throw wraps from your soda cans and your cans in the water, you're polluting other animal environments. They have to live there. People should just know what they're doing before they do it. Think of the consequences.
Why did you come to the Poor People's Campaign?
I'm very interested in knowing more about the historical Poor People's Campaign and about how we can be part of the one that's starting up here. And because my daughter's in town and thought this could be something that we could do together and for justice.
So last year and this year, I was a big part of like organizing the Women's March in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and also like organizing racial justice vigils on Saturdays for my school and like the mass slavery apology in Greenfield and Amherst, Massachusetts.
I remember you. She would stay in school with me in Troy Prep.
We're basically just like recording because like I'm into a lot of activist stuff and I'm actually do the BLM thing, Black Lives Matter, and hang out and we talk about like what we can do. And then our school did this national walkout.
Yeah.
So when she told us about this, I was just like, I'm on board to come. So yeah.
At the end of the day, if I was an artist, I would just want my music to be heard. It doesn't matter if I'm getting paid or not, because at the end of the day, I could put money in my own pockets. I don't need music to put money in my pockets. So as long as people are listening to it and they can feel it, I don't care how they get it. And the people that support me enough to actually buy it, hey, thank you.
In Troy, they closed the pool down because over the summer, people trashed it. You know, Troy didn't have the money to pay for it, so they were just, I went to the meeting, actually. And
where was it?
It was at City Hall. The mayor of Troy, he spoke and he just said,
did you go with your family?
I went with my mom, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm. And basically he was saying that he was going to turn the water on and the chlorine for the pools, but if they were trashed, then why waste all the money to call people to clean it out and then have to pay for it to get turned on?
Did you and your mom respond to that in any way or have any other ideas for how to get swimming in the summertime for people in Troy?
Actually, I didn't really go much swimming last year, you know, because the pool was up the hill from me, so that was the only pool I really went to.
Right down here in South
yes.
Troy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really go swimming last year, and we stayed in the house. It was a boring summer.
A lot of mental health issues also tie in with things like bullying in schools, and a lot of students, they might have similar viewpoints on things going on in the world, in our classrooms, and might be able to connect to each other with, like, what's going on at home or what's going on just in our heads. And being able to talk to other people and maybe create a bond and start friendships that you could have never even thought about by just understanding each other. Poetry is an expression of, like, everything that's happening. Or me with music, I always plan ahead with things, and I see that as a career, and it gives me hope towards the future, and it's always my reminder to, there's always going to be things that will be better in the world if you just keep going on. And like my best friend always used to say, stay strong, for tomorrow will be a better day.
And today I know who my real friends are, and thanks to MBK I have real friends.
That was from Seth Busson. Thank you for being able to share that with us.
Thank you for having me on.
I feel like if you're with people every day and you want to be a part of their group, you should build a family type of relationship with them. You should be able to trust them. You should be able to come to them if you need help. And there should be a mutual respect, a mutual trust, a mutual bond.
This is Malaysia signing off. Have a nice day.
We express our gratitude to the youth we just heard from. In the last segment, Omarion Skipworth, Marcelina Sanchez, Malaysia Jones, Trayvon Voltron, Lauren Wilson, Jada McNeil, Ty Goyer, Seth Busan, and Thomas LeBoy.